From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North and South Korea officials resume marathon talks today in an urgent bid to avert a war on the peninsula. Initial talks that began Saturday were adjourned for 10 hours. High-level meeting was taking place at the Panmunjom, that is, truce village, despite a deadline set by Pyongyang, which had threatened military action against Seoul unless it ended propaganda broadcast into the north and removed banks of loudspeakers it had installed along the border. Even without concrete results, analysts say the marathon talks delayed any further military activity and gave the two Koreas added time to look for a peaceful solution to their crisis. In Washington, White House officials said that President Obama has been kept up to date on the situation on the Korean Peninsula. 12 people were killed when a car bomb exploded outside a hospital in the Afghan capital Kabul. Ayaz Ghul reports.
Kabul Police Chief General Abdul Rahman Rahimi told reporters that the attackers set off the blast near a private hospital where large numbers of civilians were gathered. The police chief said most of those killed were locals, while four foreigners were also killed or wounded. The International Military Mission, in a later statement, confirmed that three American civilian contractors were killed as a result of a vehicle-borne improvised explosive device attack on their convoy in Kabul. The powerful explosion destroyed more than a dozen vehicles and damaged nearby homes and businesses in Kabul's Mekro Rayan neighborhood. The Taliban insurgency has denied it had anything to do with the bombing. The group's main spokesman, Zabiullah Mujahid, says no such activity was planned for Saturday in Kabul. Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
This is VOA News. At least 18 people were killed in Somalia on Saturday in two separate bomb attacks carried out by suspected Al-Shabaab insurgents. In the first attack, 14 soldiers were killed, more than 20 wounded, when militants drove an explosive-laden vehicle into a training site for African Union peacekeepers from Kenya and Somalia, the southern port city of Kismayo. The second attack occurred in the capital Mogadishu, where four people were killed and at least 10 others were wounded. Car bomb exploded near a police station. Three Americans and a man from Britain are being honored in France for their courage in overpowering a heavily armed gunman on a high-speed train traveling between Amsterdam and Paris. French President François Hollande thanked President Obama by telephone Saturday for what he called exemplary actions by U.S. servicemen Alex Scarletos and Spencer Stone, saying they stopped what would have been an extremely serious attack. British citizen Chris Norman helped subdue the attacker. He said he knew it had to act.
My point of view was that two guys had already started tackling him. Maybe they needed some help. And my it was purely a survival. I said to myself, okay, maybe I have a chance if I get up and I help as well.
Spencer Stone was injured while subduing the attacker when he was slashed with a razor knife. He was released from the hospital on Saturday afternoon. Spanish authorities say they have identified the attacker as Ayub al-Kazani, a 26-year-old radical Islamist who spent time in Syria during the past year. Thousands of migrants have boarded trains in Macedonia headed north into EU countries. Hundreds of migrants fleeing the Syrian civil war and other violence in the Middle East are still waiting in what's called no man's land between Greece and Macedonia. Alexandra Naus is the UN High Commissioner for Refugees representative along the border.
We have an ambulance for the serious conditions. We have an ambulance coming. For the other ones, we treat them here. Lots of the families are separated, who you see here. So we will try to reunite them before they then continue to the Gevgelia train station.
Earlier, some migrants took advantage of the chaotic scene at the border and rushed past baton-wielding Macedonian police who attempted to block them from entering the country from Greece. And British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond is set to reopen the country's embassy in the Iranian capital today, 4 years after the facility was stormed and burned by violent protesters. His visit to Tehran is the first by a top British diplomat since 2003. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.